Conversations with Kate is like a conversation with your friend, hairstylist, or therapist, where we will talk about music, life, stories, and everything in between, with interviews and guests sprinkled in. As an LCC student, it's an honor, and I love bringing a fresh perspective to the podcast menu on LCC Connect. I am your host, Kate. Let's get into this episode. All right, welcome in. I have a very special guest with me today, Vic Veda. Can you go ahead and just give a brief description of what you do?
Yeah, so my name's Vic Veda. I'm the VP of Communications at Michigan Retailers Association. We are the nation's largest state retail trade association, for fun fact for Michiganders. We represent around 5,000 businesses with their 15,000 stores and location or websites across the state. And we do everything from legislative advocacy to merchant processing and insurance programs. But we're most known for our Buy Nearby program is our big shop local push, encouraging consumers to keep their money in Michigan and support Michigan-based businesses.
Oh, I love that. I didn't realize that was part of the program there. But today I brought you in and we're going to talk about how music affects you when you're in stores, when you're shopping. And while doing research for this, I did see that there was a little sliver of research that was done for like online shopping, which I didn't even think about.
I
was like, oh, wait a minute. There are some sites that do have a little bit of music in the background.
Yeah.
So we will touch base on that as well. Some of the interesting facts that I did find out was that 90% of consumers say background music enhances the shopping experience. That's from Mood Media. And up to 38% increase in sales when stores use music tailored to their brand. That's from a Harvard Business Review. And music affects dwell time. Slower music can increase browsing time by up to 18%.
Yes. So the tempo of the music definitely has a big impact on how consumers behave in your stores.
Yes.
And you can use that to your advantage. So slower music, slower tempo,
yes,
is going to create slower movement in your shoppers,
yes,
and more intentional shopping. They may deliberate longer, but that can also increase their spend. Mm-hmm. But faster music can create a little bit of frenzy in your shoppers that helps them move more quickly.
Yes.
It can also drive more variety in the products that they purchase.
Okay.
So if you are a retailer that sells a variety of goods, think like souvenir shops or grocery stores or things like that, where there's a lot of variety in the types of products that you're selling, faster tempoed music can drive more purchases of a variety of goods.
That's pretty cool. Do you think retailers often underestimate the psychological power of sound?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Every day.
I have to agree because I've noticed something, and I necessarily don't work in a retail environment, but over the last couple of months, I've had a little bit more control over what sounds are going on in the salon. And I tend to put on, it's just a salon music 2025 playlist from Spotify. There's two of them. And it's pop songs, pop music, but just in a more like relaxed environment. And the surprising effect on the clients is bigger ticket spends, bigger tips.
And interesting.
Which it has been interesting because we usually play like there's any number of different genres.
Yeah. Well, when you think about the impact in a goods-based business where they're, you know, you're buying a product,
mm-hmm,
but with a service-based business, when you're just in the atmosphere for,
yes,
longer, you know, I absolutely could see, you know, yeah, do that hair mask. I'm enjoying the song.
Right. Exactly. Which I was kind of surprised by, but I've gotten the most compliments on those two playlists, as well as the nostalgia playlist. There's a couple of different ones from like just a basic nostalgia playlist, and then a nostalgia like 90s and a nostalgia 2000s playlist that people just really actually respond well to.
Very cool. Yeah, it's wild how much the music selection really can impact your mood and, mm-hmm, your mindset in the space that you're in.
Absolutely. One of the other things that I found out was music in minor keys can make high-end items feel more exclusive. Didn't realize that. And that's from the Journal of Retailing. Upbeat tempos, like you had said before, increase impulse purchases, especially in grocery and fashion stores, which I will agree to because I do have a little part-time job at Victoria's Secret and they play a little bit more upbeat type of stuff. And people do tend to purchase like more there, in that environment. So I can attest to that. And genre matters. That is something also, like you were saying earlier, classical music often increases the luxury purchases while pop increases foot traffic.
Yeah. And, you know, when we talk about genre, we think a lot about the environment that you're in and the environment that you're trying to create. You know, if you've got a flower shop or a gift shop where you're, you know, they might be buying something for their loved ones, playing more like romantic music.
Right.
Positive feeling music is going to be a better move than something that might be slower or maybe more of a downer. You know, you want to have people feeling good when they're buying gifts.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell me about a time where you've been in a space where the genre or tempo mismatched where you were shopping and how it made you feel.
There's a lot of times, especially we think about like the malls.
Yeah.
They're competing for attention and and foot traffic. So a lot of times they use music to bring in people.
Yeah.
But sometimes that can create a bit of an unpleasant experience. You know, you've got louder music than what customers are maybe looking to listen to. So that can be a very negative experience when it comes to the music in the store. But you also think about even like in your grocery stores and stuff, sometimes they'll utilize local radio or, you know, they'll be less intentional about what's playing. And as you're walking through the aisles and you're listening to maybe a local commercial or something, like, what did I just hear? And it can kind of take you out of your element of shopping, you know, and what's playing in your ears really does have a huge impact on what you're buying and how you're buying it. All that whole decision-making process.
Oh, absolutely. Autumn and I were actually in Eastwood this past weekend shopping, and immediately she said, I feel like just being in the parking lot, she's like, I feel like I'm back in Florida and we're shopping where we usually shop. I feel like I'm home. She's like, the only thing that's missing is the music, because in Florida, in the shopping malls there and a lot of the ones that we used to frequent, there was outdoor speakers that would complement all of the shops.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when we got up close to particular stores, their music was playing in that speaker outside of that store, which I thought was really, really creative. I think it was the first one that we went into was Sephora. And she was like, oh, yep, there it goes.
Yeah.
And we did go into several different stores. And I will say this, that being in that more of an upscale area shopping like Eastwood Town Center is, the music was definitely more graceful in every single store that we went into, which I went into Pottery Barn for the first time and I wanted to just hand over all of my credit cards and all of my cash. Just, I want everything here. Have you ever been into Pottery Barn?
I have, and it's beautiful.
It's wonderful. And their aesthetic and music is winning 10 out of 10 for sure.
You know, you really think about that though, like the more luxury brands and the stores that you feel like have that higher appeal, they're using similar types of music and how they're playing that music. You know, it's consistent throughout the store. They have good sound quality throughout the store. And these are things that small businesses can totally do to, you know, leverage those same kinds of experiences and create those same kinds of atmosphere in their small business. So, you know, it doesn't have to be a big corporate enterprise.
Absolutely. I agree that let me ask you this. Is this something conversation piece wise that you have with your retailers that are in your association?
So MRA does have like an Ask Us First program, which is our way of offering advice and things like that. So small business owners who are members can reach out and ask questions like, hey, I'm trying to create a better customer shopping experience. What are some options that I can do? Or these are the types of products that I sell. What kind of music would be good? So if you're an MRA member, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, we're always happy to help there. But really thinking through, you know, what types of products are you carrying? What type of shopping experience do you want to create for your customers? And what kind of impression do you want to leave on them, you know, when they leave your store? And from a consumer side as well, you have a little bit of control as a consumer. You know, you have headphones now that you can just pop in your ears.
Right.
So being a mindful consumer too, and thinking about when you're in a store and you're shopping, how is the music that's being played impacting your mental state and your decision-making processes? And, you know, are you being swayed by the fast music to make the impulse buy?
I will say this, I hadn't been inside of a Walmart in a very long time. And recently I went into the Walmart in Jackson and I just did not feel well. Like, I don't know if that was just the general environment or if it was the music or whatever was going on, but the consensus was like, okay, nope, this is not an enjoyable experience. And I hurried up and like got all of what I needed on my list. It was for Autumn's Hawaiian themed dinner for her. I had to pick up all the things. So I very quickly like picked up everything that I needed and got out of there. So that's another testimony to like your the environment slash music really does affect your shopping experience.
And when you think about large retailers like that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of people who are all trying to do a lot of different things. Yeah. And when you've, you know, you're also catering to a lot of different music preferences there as well, and trying to find something that's neutral, that's giving everyone kind of a similar shopping experience. Right. Because if you can lean into something particularly trendy, you know, that might give a certain section of your shoppers a great experience, but then another section may absolutely hate modern pop music or something. So thinking about who your shoppers are and how you can cater to that, sometimes a neutral classical music option might really be the best route for you.
This is very true. I was just at a couple of coffee shops this morning researching for a future episode, and both places had really great like light music playing in the background. What are your thoughts on using AI music in your retailers or for your retailers?
We haven't had a lot of retailers asking about that yet.
Okay.
I think the biggest thing that we do caution retailers on is licensing. We always we encourage them to do their due diligence with licensing.
Right.
As a commercial business, you should not just be hooking up your Spotify to your speaker. There are ways to license commercial music for your business use. There's lots of different options that you can look up online. But again, thinking through how even like throughout your day, you know, your music can change from the morning to the afternoon or into the evening.
That's a good point.
So thinking through that, and these things can be automated, you know, that's where AI could come in, using AI automations to like change your radio stations throughout the day. If you're a business that has long operating hours, sometimes you want your mornings to be a little bit more upbeat, get your not only your customers but also your staff awake and ready for your day. Your midday might be a little bit more of a neutral, and then your afternoon and evening might be a little bit more calming, you know. But depending on the environment, if you run a gym or something like that, you want to keep those vibes high all day long.
This is very true.
So it really does depend on the demographic that you're serving, the kind of environment that you're trying to create, and the kind of behavior that you're trying to elicit from those customers.
Right. Some of the other things that I found out were retailers using music analytics report 15 to 30% higher conversion rates. So that's something to think about. I didn't realize that like if you are consciously making an effort to like create that environment, you will get 15 to 30% more of a conversion rate from your customers.
I think that speaks very highly to the power of music in the mindset of your customers and in that creation of that shopping experience as a whole.
Absolutely. Another interesting question. Can music in retail become intrusive or manipulative? And where do you draw the line?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
As far as it being intrusive, I mean, we touched on the malls or, you know, others, you know, stores that have really loud music. Sometimes that is just part of the atmosphere and part of the brand.
Right.
But being mindful of that is important.
Yes.
And then, as I mentioned, too, being mindful of who your target demographic is and kind of catering as much as small business owners would love to be able to listen to their favorite music all day long. They may not be their target market. And if you have control over the music playing in your store, catering to your audience and the people who are there even throughout your day. If you serve an older generation in the morning and a younger generation in the evening, you can cater that music to that and fuel the customer experience instead of hindering it.
I agree. I did want to kind of like share with you some of the genre brand pairings that I found, which it's really interesting because I'm like, oh, okay, this like locked in from being inside and around these brands. So Zara, their genre is deep house and ambient pop, which I'm like, yes. H&M, more mainstream pop slash EDM, which I have heard in that store. And more of like the higher end stuff. Ralph Lauren is more jazz, classical, acoustic.
Yeah. All of this aligns with everything that we found.
Yes, yes. The other genre is like hospitality dining. So it's Starbucks. When I say Starbucks to you, what comes to mind as far as music?
Smooth jazz.
Indie folk, jazz, bossa nova. What about Nobu, the restaurant in LA? Ambient Japanese instrumental is what they go for there.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that makes sense because it's more of a higher end type of place.
Yeah.
And then you had mentioned and touched on like the fitness and wellness industry. So I did find some information on that. So with Nike, they are more genre towards hip hop, trap, and energetic electronic music, which is par for the course for them. And then Lululemon, which we did go into that store in Eastwood the other day. And I can attest that this is what is in there, chill electronic and ambient pop music. And then for the more like technology type of stores and electronics, Apple, when I say that, what do you think is going to be playing in the background when you're like, I'm going to go into an Apple store?
I think my go-to would be modern pop or like not maybe electronic, but like in that vibe.
Yes. So it's their genre is indie electronic and minimal techno.
Okay. I wasn't far off with that.
So the effect for that was futuristic, clean, innovative. Let's see. Ooh, the luxury department. This was pretty interesting as well. So Chanel, their genre is classical and French lounge music.
Makes sense.
Yes. The effect is timeless elegance, exclusivity. Tesla, which I'm going to ask my brother who works for Tesla about this one. Theirs is ambient, synth, and futuristic pop.
Okay.
I've never been in a Tesla dealership or Tesla place, so I'd have to ask him. But when I say like BMW or Lexus, what comes to mind for those two?
I mean, I feel like those go more on the side of like a jazz or, I don't know, something with like a fuller body.
Yes. So Lexus has the jazz fusion and then BMW has modern classical and deep techno. And why these pairings work? Emotional congruence, target demographic match, tempo and rhythm, because tempo affects behavior.
And especially when you're talking about big purchases like a car.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Huge difference. Now, I have some questions for you. What artists or composers influence you?
Oh, this season I have really been loving some Noah Kahan, Hozier.
Their song together with the Hozier's yell in it.
Oh, he's my favorite.
I love it.
I love a good lyricist. So those are big ones.
Okay.
I have been using music in my workday lately and listening to like some main character energy playlists. So I've got a lot of work to get done.
All right.
It certainly helps me focus. That's a big thing that I've noticed. If I need to stay on task, I'll put on more upbeat music. And that kind of helps me find a flow and find a zone.
I like that.
So I really like that.
I like that. What's one unforgettable sound experience you've had in a non-retail environment that inspired your work that you do now?
I mean, I'll harp on Noah Kahan again, I guess. I went to a Noah Kahan concert a few falls ago out in Boston, and that whole experience, just watching how the crowd engaged and not only in his own music, but in the openers as well. Like, these were not necessarily artists that we were familiar with, but just the whole environment of the crowd was a really, really cool experience. I also went to a smaller band called the 502s. They're a folky fun band, but they're very upbeat and positive. And compared to a lot of the other concerts that I've gone to, that maybe the music is a little bit more mixed with your ups and your downs.
Yeah.
The 502s was pretty much an up the whole time. And the environment, like, you could feel that. Like, everyone just felt very happy to be there and very positive.
Yes.
Whereas sometimes in the other concerts that I've been to, you feel kind of the full range of emotions throughout. You know, they'll play some slower songs because they need a minute to, like, breathe. But the 502s did not. And they really, like, powered through their whole set. And it was just rise the whole time. And seeing how that energy shifted has definitely helped me think about how retailers can do that as well. And like I said, for myself, you know, the days that I know, like, I've got a lot of, I need to get done, I need to put on the right playlist to make sure my mindset's right so I can stay focused and get through what I need to get through.
Exactly. If you could redesign the sound of any store, which would it be and why?
Oh, man. You know, I do a lot of shopping.
Yes.
So there's a lot of options. You know, I think it would be really cool if a grocery store could play different music in different departments. I recognize that that would create a lot of sound pollution and probably maybe not a great actual shopping experience in practice. But I think it would be very cool to have, maybe instead of doing like overhead speakers, if the speakers were like in the shelves or something.
Okay,
so you could have more like zonal
specific things.
Yeah, you know, like if you're going through the baby section, to have more like lullabies or something playing.
That
but then if you're
pretty
like in your athletic section, you can have more upbeat, like, I don't know, if I'm looking at some new sporting equipment, like, why not get a little hyped about the game?
That's actually a really good idea. maybe you're onto something there. Maybe. An innovation of your own.
Could be.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with me and chatting with me about this aspect of the music conversation. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
How can anybody get a hold of you if they would like to talk to you about this or the MRA?
Yeah, so our website is retailers.com. That's mm-hmm. plural. And happy to talk to anyone. Membership is very affordable. We have our big passion is creating resources that are available for businesses, big and small. Mm-hmm. So even for the most freshest entrepreneur, our due structure is very, very affordable, and our resources and benefits are great for small businesses. So retailers.com, and my email is vveda@retailers.com if you have any specific questions for me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Kate. You can find more information on LCC Connect site, as well as all social platforms, Facebook, Instagram, yes, TikTok as well. Big love.